Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. St. Patrick's Day 2023. Good to have you along for the conversation. Good to have you here, my friends. All right. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a bill has been put out to reject this ridiculous idea that you should be penalized legally if you forget to report your deer harvest. Number two, the governor signs into law anti-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people. We'll tell you about that. And number three, Michigan State University hoping to put it all together in the NCAA tournament versus USC. I just want to do something a little bit different this hour for a moment. And for the folks in the UP, yeah, you're about to get a lot of snow. Houghton, Marquette, the Sioux maybe, but snow across good portions of the state. Also being clipped by this, Traverse City, Petoskey, St. Ignace, the bridge. That snow could all be coming your way and could be, some people could see a foot of snow. We'll see. Major storm, it's underway now. Parts of the state getting rain, parts of the state in Lower Peninsula getting rain. Anyhow, so we've got that going on this Free for All Friday. It's St. Patrick's Day, of course. You know, not that big a deal to me. It's not. It's interesting. It's fun. Don't care that much about green beer. And I'm just going to tell you this. I cannot stand Irish music. I think it's awful. And I like music. Maybe I'm just, I think it's awful. Irish music. I wouldn't have it played at a dog fight. Because I think it would irritate the dog so much. Anyhow, Michigan State has shown it can be a net-scorching offensive team. Closed the season, scoring more than 85 points per game, hitting 50% of the three-pointers in its last four games. It can be an elite team defensively. But it's also been a team that struggles a lot, 19-12. A 7 seed against USC starts at just after noon today. Just after noon today. CBS, the place for it. Good defensively, three quarters of the year, said Tom Izzo. Good offensively, a quarter of the year. We open this new season, we can put the two together, and that's what we're trying to do. Their 25th consecutive NCAA tournament will be looking to advance out of the event's first weekend for the first time since 2019. When they went to the Final Four then, the winner of the number 7 Michigan State game will play number 2 Marquette or number 15 Vermont, and who knows? The number 2 team, Arizona, got bounced yesterday by Princeton, the powerhouse of the Ivy League. Yeah. Anyhow, so we've got that going on. I want to just dig into some free-for-all Friday stuff, and I want to start with Bite 12, and the reason for this is we're protected by water, but look, apparently there's an invasion at the northern border, too. 70,000 illegals coming over the northern border in the first part of the fiscal year already, 70,000. Now, it's been more than a million at the southern border, but what happens is the illegals can fly to Canada pretty easily. And once they get to Canada, they just come down and walk across the border with New York or Vermont or New Hampshire or wherever and just come strolling on in. And people in the northern states are shocked. And it's a problem. Bite 12, listen to this. Bite 12, go.
America's newest border crisis, this one up north.
It's definitely a huge issue.
We're on an exclusive trip with local police patrolling near New York's border with Canada.
This is unheard of up here. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
The Clinton County Sheriff's Office tells us they're encountering migrants, mainly Mexicans, illegally crossing over the border from Canada at record levels. Crossings here are almost 10 times higher than they were last year. Nearly 70,000 crossings over the entire northern border since October.
There was a large number of people picked up. It was a busy weekend.
A busy weekend. Thankfully, we have water. But look at what's happening to this country. We don't have a defended border on either side. They come through in Montana or North Dakota or New York. We don't have anybody in the West Wing defending the Constitution of the United States as they promised to do. Of course, we could look to the border czar. We could look to the border czar, Kamala Harris, of course. But she just admitted yesterday that her entire tenure as the vice president is not a serious undertaking. It's not a serious thing. It's not. In fact, it's just basically a cheap spin-off of a sitcom. Don't believe me? Well, then listen to Bite 13. Bite 13, listen to this.
Okay, so here's the thing, because you and I have visited before. I know you love Veep.
I do. I love Veep. Is it accurate?
There are bits of it that are actually quite accurate. And, okay, so last week, so my team, we were having long days as usual, and a member of my team decided to do something really sweet for me. So I was out of my office in the West Wing. I was having a meeting across the street, and we're walking back toward my office, and he says, I need to tell you something. So I wanted, you know, the winter is almost over. It's really cold today. We haven't lit your fireplace. So I decided when you were in that meeting to light the fireplace. But he forgot to open the flue. So Secret Service was like, ma'am, you could not go back to your office.
Holy cow.
Because there was smoke everywhere.
Yeah, her entire tenure as vice president is a sitcom, is a joke. Further emphasized by what you just heard. No question. Kamala Harris, the entire thing is a joke. You know. Yeah, by the way, before I get too far removed from the border czar there and everything we're talking about. I mean, she's not talking about anything serious, does she ever? The answer is no. No, she doesn't. Republicans in the House Homeland Security Committee looking to turn up the heat on DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the wake of bombshell testimony from Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz that the chairman of the committee described as earth-shattering. He says we do not have operational control. In 5 of the 9 southwest border sectors, we've seen an increase in flow that has caused a considerable strain on our resources and really has forced the Border Patrol to move agents and even migrants to some of the other areas. They do not have operational control of the border. Alejandro Mayorkas claims they do. It's a lie. They don't have operational control and they don't care. America's out of control. That's a fact. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine has been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people, giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and our good friend Paul Mahaney and his team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. I'll take a break as we head toward the end of this segment. And still to come on the program, we'll have Wendy Block here from the Michigan Chamber up next. State Representative Neil Frisk will be up from the 107th talking about that harvest report. We've got that going on. And don't forget that it is St. Patrick's Day, and it's a great day to go to SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Truth. Getter. All of them. Right? And don't forget to go to MyPillow.com/Gruber. All sorts of great savings for you. 2-for-1s, half off, and a whole lot more. MyPillow.com/Gruber. You can check it out. Use the promo code Gruber. I am so clever. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience in Michigan. That means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.